Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good evening. Tonight's top story, The Grim Reaper. A day has passed since middle schooler Raimundo Ramirez shocked the world with his earth-shaking announcement. In all corners of the globe, politicians, scholars, and spiritual leaders are asking hard questions about life and death. But for the most important question, we go to our own Scott Irving in Savannah, Georgia. Scott?
Thanks, Leah. I'm here outside the home of 13-year-old Mondo Ramirez, where a group has gathered to catch a glimpse of this young phenom. We're seeing people with sick relatives, those who have lost loved ones, or simply want to explore the mysteries of death. Just a little while ago, Mondo's father, Antonio Ramirez, stepped out of their house.
My son is not here, and he's just a regular teenage boy. Please, go home!
And the greatest mystery of all, the question everyone is asking, where is the Reaper?
So peaceful. I don't think I've ever just sat on a beach and watched the sunrise.
I can't believe a couple of hours ago we were on an ice floe at the North Pole, and now we're on a volcanic beach in Santorini, Greece.
Figured it would be a nice way to explore my roots.
Your family is from Greece?
No. I mean the Reaper thing. Mythology. Thanatos, you know?
Right. You know, people are going crazy at home since your big announcement.
Nah, it's probably already blown over.
Mondo, what you did, who you are, it changes the world.
You have 432 unclaimed souls.
Shouldn't we be getting back? Seems like you have a lot to do.
It's okay. Most people find their own way, and I work fast.
Good. But I mean, what happens if you don't deal with those souls?
Oh, you know, zombies.
What?
Okay, zombies, into the school gym. That's it, all of you. Keep marching. Hey, don't touch my wings. You too, ma'am. Into the gym. There you go. Join your hundreds of friends. What can I use to wedge the door closed? No chains, no locks. There's nothing around. I got it! Quiver! I'll stick an arrow in the door to make sure none of you gets out.
Leave a message if you dare.
Mondo, it's Marcus. I don't mean to alarm you, but I just herded about 400 zombies into our school gymnasium. They're locked away, for now. However, in just a few short hours, this school will be full of students and teachers whose lives will be in grave danger. So, where are you?
Gen Z Media presents Cupid and the Reaper, Chapter 2 of The Nature Verse. Episode 6, Breaking News and the Rainbow.
Thank you for taking me here, Mondo, and to the Arctic. It was a fun and surprising night.
Better than some middle school prom, right?
Listen, going forward, you have so much on your plate. Between school and guiding souls to the afterlife, I don't want to get in the way of that.
What are you saying, Harper?
I'm just saying, this is a lot, and I have commitments too. So I think you and I shouldn't rush into anything.
You were supposed to die.
What?
I think. In the gym, that day when lightning struck, when the heart fell, I think it was meant for you.
I don't understand.
You said all these accidents have felt like chaos, but I think you've been targeted. The pool, the science lab.
You mean by death? But aren't you—
I'm not death. I don't decide who and when. I don't know how that part works. I think it's just a force.
And you think it's coming for me?
I won't let it get you. I'm going to keep you safe, Harper. I promise. But you have to be careful, okay? I don't want you doing anything that—
No.
What do you mean, no?
I mean, I'm not going to lock myself in a tower and wait for you to rescue me. I'm gonna live my life.
Harper.
Sorry, but that's not who I am. I told you, I'm not some damsel in distress. Deal with it. Now grab the scythe and let's go home.
Harper.
Let's go, Mondo.
Okay. Let's go home.
You have 400.
¿Qué hora es?
About 5 minutes after you asked last.
Mondo should be home by now.
He should have been home 8 hours ago.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Mira, we have to give him space.
Maybe you should tell that to the people gathering outside our home.
I spoke with Harper's mother. Wherever they went, I believe they're together.
I saw our son disappear, Martina. He grabbed onto that scythe thing and banged it twice, and now he's gone. He could be anywhere in the world.
Well, at least he's not driving, right? Sorry.
I'm going to look for him.
You really want to walk out into that mob, Antonio?
No, I do not. But I want to find our son. Back off! Come in, boss! Let me get to my car! Out of the way!
Get in!
Principal Durant?
Lisa, I'll help you find Mondo. Come on, get in the car! Hurry!
All right! Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, you're home.
Thanks. Gotta say, teleportation is a very efficient way to travel.
Sorry we didn't come right back here. I'm still working on my skills.
I better get inside. School starts soon.
Yeah.
Mondo, thanks.
Anytime, Harper.
Warning, souls uncollected, mortality imbalance.
Okay, Cerberus, let's see what you've got. Hey, look who it is. What's up, Cube?
Where have you been?
All over. What's wrong? Your feathers look ruffled.
What's wrong? Have you checked your voicemail?
Who checks their voicemail?
Everyone should. Especially those of us responsible for guiding lost souls to the afterlife. Because do you know what happens when such a person does not guide those souls to the afterlife?
Marcus, can you get to the point? I'm kind of tired.
Zombies! Hundreds of zombies. All here in town.
Why would they all be here? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, how about you tell them that?
Where are they?
Well, thank you for asking. After flying circles around them for hours, I finally managed to round them up and drive them into the gym.
The gym? The school gym? You put hundreds of zombies into our school gym.
Thank you, Marcus. You saved me and possibly the entire town.
Well, let's not go crazy here.
Are you going to fix this or not?
Easy peasy. If they're all in one place, I could basically take their souls all at once. I'll admit, that was a good plan by you.
This was not a plan. This was an averted crisis. For now.
Okay, okay. Have no fear. The Grim Reaper is here.
Oh, I have fear. I have a lot of fear.
Oh. Hey. If before I go do my job. Have you done yours?
What are you talking about?
My dad? Principal Durant? Did you hit it with the lead arrow? Did you make it right?
Sorry, but I've been a little busy.
So she's still in love with him?
That's the least of our worries right now, Mondo. How about we focus on the gym full of zombies?
You have no idea how happy I am to have you in my school, Antonio.
You really think Mondo is in this school this early? He barely likes to be here when he has to be. No offense, Miss Durant.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Listen, we need to talk about what's happening between us.
I'm not sure I understand.
You will. Come, let's go in the gym.
My son is in the gym?
No, but he's the one who gave me the idea. I had the custodial department repair and rehang the flashing heart. This way.
What's that noise coming from inside the gym?
Strange. Is this a golden arrow wedged in the door handles? Seems to be stuck.
Maybe you shouldn't do that. There's something inside there.
Got it.
What?
I thought you said the gym was full of zombies.
It was.
Oh no. The door is open. Where did my arrow go?
Where did the zombies go?
Wings?
Marcus! Where are you going? Why is my flashing heart hanging from the ceiling? Some people have no creativity, stealing my proposal idea. Marcus!
Wings retract.
What's going on?
They're in the school. They're all over the school. What time is it?
Cerberus, time!
It is 7:47 a.m. I am not Siri.
Teachers might already be here. And the buses with kids will be arriving any second.
But look what's going on down the hall. The school is full of zombies.
I just said that. What are you going to do about it?
Me? I'm not the one who put them in the gym.
What is wrong with you?
Okay, you go outside and try to keep the kids from entering the school. I'll start guiding souls as fast as I can find them.
You better. Wings!
Marcus.
What?
Might be a good time to let people see your wings.
No! I'm not making this any worse than it already is.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Okay, Reaper, time to do some reaping. Here, zombies, where are you? Hiding in the stairwell, huh? Not very zombie-like. Who wants a trip to the Valley of...
Raimundo?
Dad?
Mondo, we're in the middle of a private moment here.
No, actually, we're in the middle of hiding from whatever those things are.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, I just kinda got trampled when they poured out of the gym. Twisted my knee.
Let me get you out of here.
What is happening, Mondo? What are those monsters?
I'm going to fix it. But first, we need to get you home to Mom. Grab onto my hand.
All right.
Oh, no, you don't!
Lisa! Don't you...
Principal Durant, let go!
That was remarkable. We're outside your home. Will you invite me in, Antonio?
Are you kidding me?
What?
You abandoned the school.
I told you. Your father and I were having a moment.
No, we were not.
Ms. Durant, give me your hand.
Why?
You're coming back with me so that Marcus can deal with you.
Marcus Aronson? What does he have to do with anything? What did you do?
I took you back to the school, where you belong.
You're becoming a real problem, Mondo. I won't let you come between me and your
father. Forget about him right now. Your school is overrun with zombies. Ugh, the kids just got here.
What am I supposed to do?
Call a code green or whatever. Just tell everyone to lock themselves in classrooms. I'll take care of the rest. Somehow. Mr. Apep? I'm coming!
Help! Stay away! Stay away, you two!
Mr. Apep, I'm here.
Mondo! I opened the door to my classroom, thinking that they were students. Get away!
I've got it, Mr. Apep. Stand back.
Where did they all come from?
I don't know. Time to robe up. Hey, zombies! Who wants a one-way trip to the Valley of Souls? Two for the price of one. I just need to do a little digging in your body. How's that? Better?
How did we get here?
Good question.
Will you take us where we need to go?
That's the plan.
Mondo?
Be right back, Mr. A.
Okay, everyone in the cafeteria? We're gonna try to keep those doors closed. Excuse me, fellow classmates. See, there's a zombie problem, and if you could please just listen. We need to barricade ourselves in here. Mondo, the Grim Reaper, will be here shortly, and...
Okay, listen up, people. The zombies are out there, but they're probably going to be in here soon. You wanna survive this? Then we need to barricade ourselves in the kitchen so that Mondo can do his thing.
Harper?
You're welcome.
Marcus!
Mondo, finally!
Where have you been?
I've already taken 3 trips to the Valley of Souls. Harper, you shouldn't be in here.
Stop. I told you, I'm living my life, and you obviously need me. Everyone into the kitchen! That's it! Hide from the killer zombies! Okay, I've got the cafeteria handled. Marcus, help Mondo take care of the rest of the school.
Okay.
Okay, be safe.
Always.
Oh man, Marcus, there's so many of them. It's total chaos.
I know.
They're going to destroy the school. I can't work fast enough. How did they all end up in Savannah at the same time? Are they even from here?
I don't know. Like you said, chaos.
What was that?
A storm? It wasn't supposed to rain today.
How did it come on so fast?
Something is happening outside. Wings! Let's go!
What is going on? I've never seen hail like this!
The hailstones are as big as baseballs!
Look out!
Ow!
Ow! Why is this happening?
Huh? What? It stopped.
Look at that rainbow.
You like it? I made it, just for you two.
Mondo?
I see her. It's the girl from the picture. Who are you?
My name is Chloe Lovejoy. I'm Mother Nature, and I'm here to keep you two idiots from ruining the world.
Thank you.
For more great stories, visit gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.